back with us here in studio again. It's been an interesting week, a couple of very strong papal appeals about this desperate situation in the Democratic Republic of Congo.
Exactly. Our first one, of course, was on Sunday at the Angelus, which was, the Pope talked about a number of very, very interesting issues, but we'll first go to that appeal. And he highlighted, of course, the plight of 1.5 million refugees. And he said the numerous victims, including innocent civilians, and isn't that just always the case, the innocent civilians, the young, the women, the families, and so forth. But he spoke of the bloody armed clashes and systematic atrocities, which have led to, obviously, all these problems, to people having to leave their homes and becoming refugees. And he appealed for everyone, and obviously he's addressing the international community when he says this too, to collaborate in restoring peace to that long martyred land while respecting legality, always, we want that, and above all, the dignity of each individual. And then actually only several days later, we're kind of jumping around here, but we'll go back to the other news stories. What was very interesting Wednesday at the audience, the general audience, was that the Pope had been focusing on the parousia, the second coming of Jesus, in the teachings of St. Paul. And it was very interesting because at a certain point, and he does this quite often and he's very, very good at it, Benedict like just puts down his notes and he speaks off the cuff extemporaneously. And he's so brilliant at doing that. He said, without Christ's presence, we will never have a truly fair and renewed world. And then he said a special prayer, and this was kind of like the off-the-cuff part. He said a special prayer similar to the one at the end of St. Paul's letter to the Corinthians, where we have Maranatha, meaning come, O Lord. And he said, come, Lord Jesus, in the ways you know. Come where there is violence and injustice. Come to Darfur. He mentioned that particularly. Come to North Kivu, and of course that's the Congo, and in many other regions of the world. So within 3 days' time, we had these two appeals.
Two strong appeals about atrocities currently going on, violence in today's world. At the Angelus, as you mentioned, he also looked back 70 years to a past atrocity, didn't he? A very important commemoration of the so-called Kristallnacht.
Kristallnacht, which means the night of crystal. This is Sunday, November 9th, and he's talking about 70 years ago, the night of November 9th to November 10th in Germany, he said, and of course, obviously, this is a German pope speaking about his country. He said, Nazi fury was unleashed against the Jews in Germany. And he said, shops, offices, homes, and synagogues were attacked and destroyed. Many people were killed, thus beginning the violent, systematic persecution of the German Jews, which concluded with the Shoah. And then this was almost, the next sentence was practically what made the headlines in the next day's papers. He said, even today, again, a German pope speaking, I still suffer for what happened in those tragic circumstances, the memory of which must serve to ensure that such horrors never happen again. The interesting thing is the pope said he couldn't, you know, even today, he said, I suffer for what happened. When you think about it, he was 11 years old when this happened. We're talking about 1938, 70 years ago. And so he was born in 27, so he was only 11 years old when Kristallnacht, or the Night of Crystal, took place. And to explain the name, the windows of homes, but mainly stores owned by Jews, were all broken. There was crystal all over the place. I don't even know if there was a window intact. So that's where the name Kristallnacht came from.
And this focus on the war period, the Second World War, was also to the fore, wasn't it, at a congress that was going on, the Heritage of Pius XII's Magisterium and Vatican II. Again, this question about Jewish-Catholic relations has been very much on the agenda for during recent weeks here in the Vatican.
Well, it has, because it also marks the 50th anniversary of the death. We had that last month, the 50th anniversary of the death of Pius XII. And Pius XII is a thorn, really, in the side of Jewish people, who many feel he did not do enough. We must be very honest and say there's a very big segment of Jewish people out there who have always come to the defense of Pius XII, the people who lived in Rome, people who were Jews in Germany or descendants of Jews in Germany at the time, who have said, yes, he did do enough. But this Congress mainly looked, it was organized by the Pontifical Universities, the Gregorian and the Lateran Universities. And the Congress, again, again did look at the heritage of his magisterium in Vatican Council II. And Pope Benedict met with this group, and he did concentrate much more on the legacy of the teachings, quoting the numbers of, 40-plus encyclicals, the very rich, very broad teaching of Pius XII. The Pope did not concentrate so much on Pius XII vis-a-vis the Jews, vis-a-vis his time in Germany as a nuncio before he came Pope.
And yet that was picked up in the secular press, wasn't it, that once again he was calling for an improvement to overcome, if you like, this obstacle between Jewish-Catholic relations?
Well, we have to be very sincere. I mean, certainly in recent weeks when the occasion has come up to talk like this Congress, and then his homily at the Mass to commemorate, I think it was October 9th, to commemorate the 50th anniversary of Pius XII's death, he did talk about what a great man he was, what a great Pope he was, what he wrote, what he did, what he tried to do. He tried everything within his power. But anyway, Pope Benedict has very vocally come to the defense of Pius XII, calling him a very great Pope with an immensely wonderful, broad, beautiful, rich legacy that he has given us, many documents that still today form the basis for other documents in the Church.
Looking also on that Saturday, there was an important meeting, wasn't there, with Pope Benedict welcoming Taiwan's new ambassador, the Vatican, of course, recognizing Taiwan rather than the mainland China.
Well, that's very interesting, because the Holy See and China, mainland China, the People's Republic of China, had diplomatic ties until 1951, 2 years after the revolution and everything in China. And then we began our ties with Taiwan. And the interesting thing is Taiwan has diplomatic relations with 23 nations. I'm talking about the whole world now. But Vatican City is the only one in Europe. Now, interestingly enough, the fairly new president, I think it's only about 6 months now that he's been president, Taiwan's president Ma Ying-jeou, he's the first Catholic president of the island. And the big thing that had happened just before the ambassador presented his credentials was Ma met in Taipei with Chen Yunlin, who was the most senior Chinese official, and we're, again, talking mainland China there, to visit Taiwan since it split from China at the end of the Civil War in 1949. And as I said, we broke diplomatic relations with mainland China. And so the Pope, in his speech to the new ambassador, he thanked him for his country's valuable, referring to this President Ma welcoming mainland China minister. The Pope thanked the ambassador for his valuable contribution in the building of a more secure and stable world. And he said the Holy See is pleased to work together with all those who seek to promote peace, prosperity, and development, and it appreciates the Republic of China's commitment to that noble cause. And one has to be very careful in listening to reports, because the Republic of China, ROC, R-O-C, is Taiwan. The People's Republic of China is mainland. So just to let people know so they aren't confused when they either read or hear reports. And of course, China and diplomatic relations with, just relations, period, with China. It's a very big thing on the Pope's agenda, on the Church's agenda right now.
Thanks there to Joan Lewis, and she'll be back again with more news and views from here in the Vatican at this same time next week.